Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to the Market Watch here on 5 November 2024. Today, I've got Ray Ohala with me from RMB. He's a senior trader there in especially fixed income, and I've had him as my guest before. Ray, thank you very much. And let's start off with the recent underallocation by the Bank of Namibia on the latest auction, knowing that there's actually a lot of cash in the market with the GC24's maturity and the coupons that was paid. So take us a bit through that how much cash is there going around and why do you think there was an underallocation?
Cool. Good morning, Michelle, and thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's a very, very interesting time. So everyone looks forward to October month. It is the coupon paying month, and this month specifically you had your GC24 that matured. And thus you'd expect very, very strong participation in the auctions. However, it didn't seem to filter through. So what we did find is that, you know, despite there being almost $3 billion in new cash coming through, the auctions were not as strongly participated as anticipated, and there was even some under allocations. So it almost felt like that, you know, the cash that came through wasn't, you know, specifically earmarked to be reinvested in the government bonds. Now, The reason behind that-ish, that's still something that's worth considering or just thinking about. I mean, it could either be that your investors are waiting for more clarity because this was before the medium-term budget speech came out and your borrowing plan. Or it could just be that it's earmarked for other potential assets. As we know that there are quite a few more issuances that are coming through in the next, 6 months in the corporate space.
So in other words, of the around 2.8 billion that was sort of paid into the market now with the GC24 maturities and the coupons, how much of that actually knocked on the door at the auction?
Now, it's very interesting. So I think if you look at it in total, I mean, the last auction we saw about, let me just get my figures correct. We saw about 1.2 billion in the last auction. And then the auction before that, I think it was another 600 million. So I think it was literally just under 2 billion worth of bids that came through, despite there being about 2.8 billion in new cash. And that's over and above unallocated demand that has been there for quite some time as well. So you've got extra cash that just didn't get placed or reinvested.
Yeah, I mean, one would have thought that it would actually be the Bank of Namibia being quite strict with their allocation in terms of, or because of the fact that NAMRA has collected so much more taxes. I mean, through about 3 weeks ago, we heard that they gathered or collected about 7 billion more than what they thought. So maybe just take us into the budget. Do you think that there was anything there that the investors were specifically looking for in the budget? And what did the updated calendar indicate will happen to the issuances?
No, so I think the budget was very, very positive. I mean, it looked at very, very positive metrics. I mean, specifically your deficit to GDP ratio improved. You saw, like you said, enhanced revenue collection. Yes, expenditure did increase, but I do think it seemed like revenue kind of matched that as well. So overall, it was positive, and it did continue to speak to the themes that the government has had for their budget in terms of consolidation. But I think what's interesting is that despite this, you saw that the borrowing plan or the borrowing requirement for the remainder of this fiscal year remained the same. So you didn't see a massive reduction in that. And I think a very key thing to consider in that aspect is that's factoring on and hanging on the tenant that the GC25, which matures in April 2025, is also switched out. I mean, that's about 2.6 billion that is maturing in April next year. And what we've seen in the past, I mean, we saw it now in this medium-term budget update or borrowing plan update, was that if the bond, the short-dated bond doesn't completely switch out, you increase the amount in your debt stock. So this 2.6 billion needs to be switched out in two switch auctions for the rest of the fiscal year before it matures, which would mean about, 1.3 billion in each of the switch auctions, which, you know, we don't really see that taking place specifically because it's very likely that the holders of the 25s might be short dated investors in nature, you know, might be the money market funds. And in order to switch out, they're kind of limited into which assets they can switch out. So they would only have the 27s or the GC28s. So you probably see a lot of the demand focus there. And then the rest of the curve, the guys that would switch out, it would have to be worth their while because you don't have this availability of other assets. So you probably see some upward pressure in your spreads. But if that happens, what we've seen in the past is that, you know, you don't get allocated. And if you don't get allocated, then it's kind of like a Groundhog's Day situation where these unallocated GC25 switches are then increased into the borrowing plan. And I would suspect that because it would be just before the end of this fiscal year, that you might even see an increased auction size in your April in your March borrowing plan. March budget.
Yeah, Ray, a quick one. I'm not sure if you've got the data on hand. So how successful have these switches been? So of the you said of the 2.8 billion cash, about 1.2, 1.3 of that was pure maturity. So how much in total was issued? I mean, how successful are these switches?
No, so I think, I mean, if you rewind back, let's say 18 months ago, I mean, you would have been looking at like a switch success ratio of like 50 below 50%, because what a lot of the market did was that they, you know, put opportunistic bids. Whereas, and at the same time, you saw the central bank was not having any of that. Whereas what you're finding now is that the market is still, you know, trying to be compensated for the, you know, risk that they're taking by, you know, switching out into a longer dated instrument. You also see that the allocations are actually being done at a much higher implied spreads, which makes sense because it's just, you know, willing buyer, willing seller. So you see that allocation rate has actually increased significantly. So the last auction was actually above 90% switch allocation rate. And that was just because of the number of participants that took part. So I think you'll probably see that continue. Yeah. But again, it relies on the yields that are put in versus the allocation from the central bank.
Yeah. Ray, maybe a last one. Do you think the upcoming election played a role in that they just want to hold back and first see, or not really?
Yeah, I think so as well. Like, definitely, I think, you know, there's an election today, right? We know it's a US election. So even that plays a role because, you know, depending on that outcome, you know, it could be risk on for emerging markets, which includes Namibia, versus risk on for offshore America. So I think that plays, and then even our local election definitely plays a huge, huge role. So I think that is something that is also sitting on the investor's mind. So once you've got clarity on that, then you'd probably see a lot more certainty in terms of the investment decision. And again, I think that also plays in towards, you know, what the spending would look like from a fiscal perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe next time, Ray, we can talk about this lack of local assets and very few issuers is coming to the market, and maybe some of the challenges in our capital market. Why are we seeing so few? But let me not bog you down with that, and hopefully the listeners will diarize that and know to listen to your story next time. Thank you very much for being my guest, and until the next time.
No, thank you so much. I'd definitely be keen for that, and that one we can speak for hours. So please let me know. But have an awesome, awesome day.
You too. Thanks.